Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Wiley Du, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, how sweet it is! Take this song out now.
Entertain. That's just what we want to do. We want to make everybody happy and uplift them, make them think some. We have some thinking songs. We have some really deep songs, you know, if you want to get into that area of Wiley Du. But we want to be entertainers and make people happy so that when they leave the place that we've just played, that they're going to feel like, well, that was kind of cool. That was nice. I feel better, you know. And I think we all need that these days. So we just want to make people happy.
Well, I think we've experienced that tonight. Okay. You all are very, very incredibly entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very enjoyable to watch.
Thank you.
What does music mean to you as a couple?
There is not a day goes by that we're not, you know, after he eats breakfast, he sets and plays his guitar. And we've constantly got things going through our head. I've got scraps of paper everywhere, you know. Four or five new tunes just in the last couple months that we're working on. And I actually have a song that I have been working on for the past 6 years, and it's this great song, but it's just not writing. It's not there yet. And I've had four different versions of it, and, you know, those things can drive you crazy.
Yes.
But you just put it away, and then someday, you know, it'll click. So hopefully, it'll probably go to my grave with me, but... I hope not. I hope I can get it writ. Didn't you like that? We say that. We hope we can get it writ.
They said goodbye to the house. Goodbye to the barn. The little picket fence around the great big yard. Road is coming through, and there's nothing they can do. A life of hopes and dreams, man, they sure got the blues. So where will they go? And what will they dream? They'll have to muddle through somehow, but they still dream of cows, and they still dream of corn, and the cool summer rain that makes you feel reborn. The road, they echo the past, but generations back, now stand around like old artifacts. And when folks drive by, will they ever know there were hopes and dreams here that a farmer had to let go, and babies were born, and the house stood through the storms, promises were made, and grandparents mourned. So where did they go? What do they dream now? They've had to muddle through somehow, but they still dream of cows, and they still dream of corn. Summer rain that makes you feel reborn. Yeah, they still dream of cows, and they still dream of corn. And the cool summer rain that makes you feel reborn.
I'd like to kind of rewind your all's musical tapes, or in this case, CDs, and talk about some of these CDs that you've put out over the last few years. And I love this one, the description on the back of Hill Jack Stew, that says, Wally Doo has put together a hearty stew made up of Irish, Appalachian, and folk music that is sure to please. Tell us about some of the songs on this CD.
That has Hill Jack Stew, and it actually is a song that my grandmother, when I was little growing up, she passed in 2008 when she was 104. But up until the day she died, she still had her mind about her. And she, when I was little, she would always make this really hearty stew and fix me sassafras tea when I was coming down with something. So it always got me better, you know, sassafras tea and ginger tea, and then that soup, that vegetable soup. And we counted one day, and it has over 23 different ingredients in it. And so that's kind of where the Hill Jack Stew, you know, it's an old man who's hilling people with his stew. Gosh, there's the rodeo song. Oh, that's my mom's favorite song on there, the rodeo song. So there's a lot of good first-timer songs on there.
Mm-hmm. Was that your first CD?
It was.
Okay. There's a lot of learning experience going
into
that.
Yeah, in the studio. We'd never been in the studio before. I had done backup work, but never produced our own CD.
Okay. And this one, is this your second one, Black Diamond Towns?
Mm-hmm.
And what song stands out for you most on this CD?
Gosh.
This has the Katie McGee on it.
Yeah, Katie McGee.
It's trending, by the way.
It's trending.
We don't know what that means, but right.
I'm going to ask somebody about it.
Yes, we've got somebody in the house that can answer that.
So. There's another song, Distant Clouds, that's on that one.
Yeah, Distant Clouds and Black Diamond.
Black Diamond Towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got a few good songs on it.
Okay.
Katie McGee lives by the sea in a wide open space. She loves her place. At first light, you can see her stare from the widow's balcony, where she'll watch for her true love to come back from the sea. Ooh, Katie McGee, who watches the sea. Thank you. coast of Innisfree. That's how the story goes. It's sad, I know, but Katie won't be leaving. Downtown there's a merchant man, and he's in love with Katie McGee. When she goes to his store, he holds the door. Watches the sea for her love to come back home. Ooh, Katie McGee, will you ever be free? You don't have to be alone. Ooh, Katie McGee, who watches the sea for her love to come back home. Be free. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be
alone. Tell us about your latest CD.
Our latest CD is we just had been writing for close to 6 years, and because of life events in both of our lives, our families, some of our family members got sick, and so we had these songs all ready to go into the studio, and Rob McNerland was so gracious. He said, you know, when you can get to it, come over, record. And so we just took our time, and it took us 3 years to get it together and build up. And
Karen, what did you do before you all formed this group?
Goodness, I have done a little bit of everything, from grooming dogs to putting my, you know, working my way through college. And I have a bachelor's degree in graphic art. And Steve, he's retired military master chief, so.
Yes, and Steve, I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah.
Well, I spent 20 years in the Navy and wandered around the world. I mean, we've been to Canada and I was stationed in Newfoundland for 3 years. In fact, I think our next song is about that. But got to go around South America 2 times and the Middle East and several times in the Mediterranean. So every time this was really, I think, bugs her, but we'll be watching the National Geographic Channel or one of those other channels, and she'll say, I would love to see that Petra and or Machu Picchu. And I said, oh, well, I've seen that. That ain't nothing.
Been there and done that.
Been there and done that. Let's go someplace where we haven't been before. It was a lot of traveling, and when I finished my first tour, I was getting ready to get out because I was, of course, still down at the bottom of the ladder, and I was just fed up with things. And a master chief came up to me and he says, listen, he says, I'm not trying to tell you to stay. He says, but when you think about it, when you leave here, the only thing that's going to be rewinding in your mind are the good times that you had. He says, all the bad times you won't even think about. And he was right. I re-enlisted and I stayed. Well, I'm just going to stay for 20 years, and at the end of the 20 years, the only thing I remember are all the good times that I had, because the bad times just, they fade away. Mm. It was good advice, for me anyway.
You've stated that leads into the next song that you're going to do, which is called Sailor's Pride.
Sailor's Pride, yeah. I was up in Newfoundland for 3 years, and I got to know the people up there. It's like a little piece of Scotland or Ireland that is transferred from over there to Canada. The people
to talk to them, you'd think you were in Scotland or Ireland. They make their way of fishing and lobstering and shooting moose and caribou, and it's a nice living up there. It's just cold, you know. And in the wintertime, you might have 1 or 2 hours of daylight, but other than that, it was pretty nice. And this was influenced by the people up there that would get on their boats and go out fishing and lobstering.
Off the coast of Newfoundland, our women and our children are home alone again. Now the seas are calm and the weather it is fine, but off the coast of Newfoundland, the sun don't always shine on the shores. Widows cry,
widows cry.
Children cry,
children cry.
Mamas cry. The ice-cold waters won't steal your soul as long as warm memories help keep you whole. Sailor's pride. A storm can come up fast without any warning. It can toss a large ship with thunder and lightning. Ice can hide behind a thick blanket of fog. Either way, you're doomed if you don't have a sound haul. On the shore,
on the shore.
Widows cry,
widows cry.
Children cry,
children cry.
Mamas cry.
Cry.
The ice-cold waters won't steal your soul as long as warm memories help keep you whole. Sailors thrive. Back alive with a good day's catch and rigging still online to see our families that we left behind. We thank the good Lord that it's not our time. On the shore,
on the shore.
Widows cry,
widows cry.
Children cry,
children cry.
Mamas cry.
Cry.
The ice-cold waters won't steal your soul as long as warm memories help keep your whole. Sailor's pride.
Never molest.
Karen and Steve, we'd like to thank you for being with us this evening for a great night of music with Wiley Du. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Yaakey with Ray Adams performing each week here on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the beautiful Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program, and we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington. Once again, let's hear it for Wiley Du.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Karen and Steve, Wiley Du, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.